when you were going with your husband, you would never think about letting him see you in your old ragged blue jeans. If he were to slip up out there somewhere and you were out feeding the chickens or doing something, you smelt awful and you had an old skirt or ragged shoes, and he come up, you would be upset with him because you didn't want him to see you like that. You want to know what time he's coming so you can be at the house, so you can be nicely cleaned up, smelling good, looking nice, so when he comes in, you're looking beautiful. Is that the way it is? Of course. Some women do that, and then, of course, they win the guy over, they marry him, and then they stop doing that. Well, let me tell you, that's why you won him over in the first place. He liked the way you looked. Now then, don't let that go away. I mean, but they said, but I have children, I don't have time anymore. Hey, don't let that go away. If he's down at the office all day, every day, with all these sweet little things that are dressed beautiful, smelling good, you know, and everything, and he comes home and you still got your hair in color curlers and you still got the house coat on that you got up this morning and you haven't had a bath and you don't smell too good, hey, that's not exactly what he wanted to see. So you need to make sure that you're that sweet, beautiful woman that you tried to be all the time when you were dating him, because that's what won him over, right? So you won't always be that sweet, beautiful lady. Keep yourself like that. Next, 23 and 24. Her husband is well known, for he sits in the council meeting with the other civic leaders. Now see, her husband is a man of authority. He's a man that's working. And she, it says that her husband is well known, for he sits in the council meeting with the other civic leaders. She makes belted linen garments and sashes to sell to the merchants. This woman's even making clothes and things to sell. Are you talking about a working woman? Now, this girl's not normal. You know, she is a worker. 25 and 26. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs with no fear of the future. I mean, she's got it covered. Everything. She's got, the pantry is supplied. In the closet, there's clothes. In the storage, there's bedspreads. They're going to be warm this winter. They've got everything taken care of. She knows she's in control. There's no fear in her house. So she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs with no fear of the future. So it makes no difference what's going to be fall. She said, hey, we're in control. When she speaks, her words are wise. She never makes those cutting remarks to her husband. When he comes in late, she said, where you been? Hanging out down at the bar with the girls? Did you know I've heard women say that to their husbands? I thought, wow, she don't trust this guy at all. Maybe he gives her a reason not to. But when she speaks, her words are wise. And kindness is the rule when she gives instructions. Kindness. Wow, what a woman, huh? This girl's quite a girl. Praise the King. Verse 27 and 28. She carefully watches all that goes on in her household and does not have to bear the consequence of laziness. What is the consequence of laziness in a household? Let me tell you. I have been in a few of these houses. When you walk in, not only was the dinner dishes, you were there at 6 o'clock, not only is the dinner dishes still on the cabinet, but the breakfast dishes are still there. And when you go over, and I have been in houses that I've walked in and looked at things sitting on the table, and there is a cat standing on the table eating out of one of the bowls. I mean, I've seen that. And then you go over and look, and there's another bowl sitting there, and it's got little curlies growing on it. It's been sitting there 4 or 5 days. Let me tell you, that ain't going to happen where I live. That ain't going to happen. You know, we ain't going to have that because that's laziness. You know, if this, like whenever after my wife died, I don't know, maybe a year or two later, one of the guys at work, I was still, for a while, I was still working. And one of the men said, "Man, I can only imagine what your kitchen must look like with no wife at home anymore." I said, "My kitchen's perfect. Perfect." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Man, when I get through, when I cook myself something, as soon as I get through eating, I clean my stove spotless. I hate a dirty stove. I don't like to see things on the stove and sitting there and cook it over it again once it's been burned once. It makes it harder to clean. So I like a spotless stove, inside and out, oven and all. I always, when I cook something in the oven, I always put a big double piece of tinfoil under there. If something leaked, it leaked in that. I always had a clean oven. You know, I never had a dirty house. You know, I made up my bed after my wife got killed in that car wreck until Cheryl and I got married. I never left to go to work that I didn't make up my bed before I left. I never left my bed. Well, you walk into my bedroom, it ain't a disaster. There ain't clothes laying around. There ain't a bed cover scattered all over the place. I got up in time to take care of everything, to clean the bathroom. When you walk in, it looks like, my lens, a woman has been here. No, there'd been a man there because there wasn't no woman left. But that's the way I take care of things. I mean, right now, even today, whenever I do my hair or whatever I do or brush my teeth, if I get water sprinkles on the mirror in front or whatever, I always wipe the mirror off every time. I always clean my countertop. When I leave, you'll never walk up and see drops of water left on my counter after I get through. You ain't going to find it. You ain't going to find clothes laying all over the place. Shoes, like, I put them inside the closet. I put the dirty clothes in the clothes hamper. And where I was, there's nothing but clean ground. That's the way I live. Isn't it, honey? It is. And I like it. But, you know, you can't do that if you're eat up with laziness. It says, she does not have to bear the consequence of laziness. So, obviously, she's a worker. You know, now there's some lazy people in the world. You know, I've seen them. I've been to their houses. And they're junk. I remember one time I took Amanda to a friend of mine's house. Now, Mama was a good housekeeper. She kept a good house. And I remember one time that I took Amanda with me to visit somebody. And when we walked in the laundry room, they had a great big laundry room. Man, it was big. You know, it must have been 12 or 14 feet long, about 6 foot wide, had a washer and dryer and stuff. And we walked in and looked at that, and that room from end to end on top of the washer and dryer, and there was clothes everywhere. And we walked in, and they had to move clothes off the sofa for Amanda and I to sit on. And she looked at me and said, "Daddy," I said, "Honey, don't say a word. Don't say a word." We visited with the people, and when we got out in the car and shut the door, she said, "Daddy, that's the nastiest house I ever seen in my life." It made a super impression on her. She had never seen anything like that. Her mother was not lazy. You know, I mean, she kept a clean house. So, you know, when you're raised up like that, you think everybody does that, right? Well, Amanda found out everybody don't do that. Because this one house we went to, it was a disaster. Now, there's too many times that there's a consequence of laziness in the home. It doesn't take much to clean up after one or two people. It doesn't take a whole lot to clean up after three or four. You know, if you're a woman at home and you only got one family to take care of and you're not having to work outside the home should be nice. It should be clean. You should be able to keep it going, you know. In 24 hours every day, that's what you've got. Is that right? Now, some people do a good job and some people do a lousy job. And it just depends on the individual. How were they trained? You go look at their mother and you find out what their mother looks like and what the mother's house looks like. Then you'll probably see, know what the daughter's mother house is going to look like. Because if mother was a nasty mother, then probably you're going to have a nasty girl that followed her. Because she was not trained. You have to be trained. Isn't that true? Now, anybody can be trained. You know, I mean, sometimes you get a man and woman get together, and after they do, one of them's got certain standards, and sometimes a man will have quite a bit of an impact into making or teaching the woman how to be what she's never been. You know, so It's amazing how these things work. But it says, in this particular woman, it says, her children stand and bless her. Then her husband praises her. Hey, you know, that's the way it should be. You know, a man should praise his wife. You know, she's a good worker and doing things. I praise Cheryl regularly about all the hard work she does and the things she does. I mean, she really, and I've said this many a time, that God knew I needed a helper in the ministry, so he sent me a wife, you know. And, man, is she an asset to the ministry. I mean, she takes care of things that, I mean, I don't have to worry about record giving no more. She takes care of it. All these emails and stuff that comes in, so many things that she does that I don't have to do anymore, that gives me more time to study and do things I need to do. You know, I mean, there's no way that I could do everything that I do and that she does together. There's not enough hours in the day. You know, I can't do it. But that's why God sent me a good helpmate to help me. And she has been a great helpmate. Praise the Lord. And I love being married to this sweet girl. Praise the King. I got a good one. You got a good one. Joseph got a good one. You know, I mean, that's the only couples that are here. But, you know, some of you have had a good one. Or maybe at other times or something's happened. Who knows what happened. Or maybe you weren't so fortunate. Maybe you didn't have a good one. Or maybe we didn't understand the principles, and that's why it didn't work out. But this woman had some training, and her children stand and bless her, and her husband praises her. You know, and that's the way it should be. Verse 29 and 30. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world. Now, God's made a lot of these girls, but you surpass them all. Praise the Lord. You could tell that to your wife, couldn't you? Yeah. You could tell that to yours, right? So Dave could say that to Ayesha. You know, Phil could say that to Krista. You know, there are many virtuous and capable women in the world. But every man should be able to say to his wife, but you surpass them all. As far as he's concerned in his heart, he should have the best woman in the world.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.